Okay, so we're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6. So we begin over here with discussing the important obligation of when exactly a person is obligated to eat in the sukkah. That is to say, is there a specific obligation for a person to eat in the sukkah on any night or any day? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba esrei seudos chayav adam la'achol basukkah achas b'yom achas b'layla. A person is obligated to eat 14 meals in the sukkah over the course of the entire 7-day festival. It would be seemingly one. And Rabbi Eliezer explains that it's one during the daytime and one in the night. The Chachamim say, "And the Rakesh says, what are you talking about?" Says the Chachamim, "There's no set amount. It doesn't make any sense. We don't have such an obligation. Rather, in theory, according to the Chachamim, you could even say that a person could go the entire sukkah without really eating in the sukkah at all. You can have the snacks or whatever. It doesn't ever have a set meal, except chutz milele yom tov rishon shel chag b'vad. Except according to the Chachamim, for the first night of Yantif, the Chachamim agree that you have to eat in the sukkah. Now, it's a little unclear what happens next over here. It seems, at least according to one opinion, that Rabbi Eliezer actually concedes with the Chachamim. He ends up agreeing with them and saying that a person is not obligated to have 14 meals. Rather, a person is only obligated to have just a single meal on the first night. And so says the Mishnah Be'or, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said further, he went further to say, Mishelo achal leila yom tov harishon yashlim b'leila yom tov ha'achron. So Rabbi Eliezer says over here, not only do I actually, in the end, agree with you, Chachamim, but I'm going to say that if a person misses the meal on the first night is so important that if a person misses the meal on the first night, then they can make it up on the last night of the holiday. So what does it mean, the last night of the holiday? So it seems a little bit unclear. One perspective could be that maybe is the last day of Sukkot. Another perspective is actually that it's talking about the night of Shemini Aseret, that a person can make up the last night of eating. A person can make up for not missing the first night of Sukkot by eating on the night of Shemini Atzeres. The Chachamim say, what are you talking about? You have an opportunity to do one mitzvah in one day. There's no opportunity to make it up. If you miss it, you miss it. It is what it is. And they prove this, or they bring us a point by saying, Al Zeh Ne'amar, this is what the Pasuk is talking about in Koheles. Mu'uvas lo yuchalis, kod mechasron lo yuchali himanos. Right? That a twisted thing cannot be straightened and a missing thing cannot be counted. If you make a mistake or if you don't do it, okay, you don't do it. It is what it is. You lost your opportunity. You have to do it again next year. There's no second chances when it comes to this mitzvah. Mishnah Zion gives the case of a person who is in a sukkah, but maybe he has a extra small sukkah. So what do you do in that situation? So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Mishnah Zion. Let's say a person's head and most of their body are inside the sukkah, but his table is inside the house. And I guess the implication would be that there is a minority of his body that's inside the house or at least outside of the sukkah. So again, a person's head and most of their body are inside the sukkah, but the table is inside the house. Beishamai say, what are you talking about? This is ridiculous. This is an invalid situation. You cannot allow for such a thing. Beis Hillel say, no, it's totally kosher. A person would be allowed to have their head, most of their body, in the sukkah if the table is inside the house. Again, outside of the sukkah. So, meaning the only thing in the sukkah really is you have a sukkah big enough for your head and you have a sukkah big enough for your body, and that's it. So seemingly that would be a kosher situation. Again, this is not talking about the actual measurement, but rather you have the minimum measurement, but you have those parts of your body in the sukkah, most of your body in your head, then you would be good to go according to Beis Hillel. Amru lahen Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, say to Beis Shammai, lo kahay amaseh shalchu ziknei Beis Shammai v'ziknei Beis Hillel v'levakeres Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorani. So Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, what are you talking about over here? How can you say that this is not a valid situation? Right, we know that when the elders of Beis Shammai and the elders of Beis Hillel went to go visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorani, the following situation happened. They found him, all the whole party that went, found him sitting with his head and most of his body in the sukkah, but his table was inside his house. And nothing was said to him. So if the elders of Beis Shammai didn't say anything to him over there, then seemingly they would agree that it's okay. And you shouldn't be saying that it's not a valid situation over here. But then Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, Misham Raya, you're going to bring a proof from over here, from this story, it seems like the truth is that Beis Shammai agree that this story happened, but they have a different version of it. Afim Amrulo, in that situation, they protested to Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorani. They said, Im kin ha'isa noeg lo kiyamta mitzvas sukkos mi'amecha. They said to him that if you are doing if this has been your practice to always do this, then you have never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in all of the days of your life. So, according to Beis Hillel, this would be a kosher situation, and they bring the story of the elders of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel visiting Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorani, and they say that Beis Shammai didn't say anything over there, whereas that's what Beis Hillel says. Beis Shammai says that this is a not valid situation, and they agree that that story happened, but they actually said that something was said, that they told Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorani that if he was doing this his whole life, then the sukkah would not be valid. So that it brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches, with Mishnah Eid. But for now, we'll stop right here.